football at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We have tickets for all the games available at the ticket booth, and as you know, available online at agganisfoundation.com. So to kick things off, I'd like to introduce Tom DeMarcus, who's going to tell us just a little bit about the history of the Agganis Foundation.
Thank you, Paul. The Agganis Foundation has been in existence for 62 years, and over that period of time has given $1.85 million in scholarships to 945 scholars. How does it happen that a foundation named for somebody who died at the age of 26 is still in existence 62 years later? The answer to that question is Harry Agganis. Harry Agganis was a Lynn kid who went to Lynn Classical High School. He was a three sports star, football, baseball, basketball. He was a high school All-American in football and baseball. During his junior year, he was a quarterback, safety, punter, and place kicker. But during his junior year, the two best high school teams in the country were considered to be Lynn Classical and a team from Granbury, Virginia. And somehow, somebody matched them up to play for the so-called national championship in the Orange Bowl in Miami. And they played, and thanks to the heroics of Harry Agganis, Lynn Classical won that national championship. When he was a senior, he was recruited by every major college football program in the country. Frank Leahy, the legendary coach from Notre Dame, called him the finest football prospect that he ever seen. Even though he could have gone anywhere he wanted, he ended up going to Boston University, which had a third or fourth rate football program. And the reason he did was because his mother was a widow and he didn't want to stray far from her. He wanted to take care of her. He wanted to be close to her. So he went to BU. And while he was at BU, he raised BU to a nationally prominent football team. He was named an All-American in football, an All-American in baseball. And when he graduated from BU, he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns as their number one draft choice by the legendary Paul Brown, who was the coach. And back then, the Cleveland Browns were like the Patriots are today. They were the dominant team in the National Football League. Their quarterback was a guy named Otto Graham, who's one of the great quarterbacks of all time. And Paul Brown wanted Harry Agganis to succeed Otto Graham. But Harry did not play football. Even though baseball was his second best sport, he chose to play for the Red Sox so he could be close to home. And even though he could have been in the NFL from day one, starting at quarterback, he went to the minor leagues for a year with the Red Sox. Then in 1954, he was a rookie. And in 1955, he was batting cleanup and batting 313 when he got pneumonia. And he was out for a while, then he rushed back into the lineup and he got sick again. They sent him to the hospital and he had a massive blood clot and it killed him. And tragically, at the age of 26. The day after tomorrow will be the 62nd anniversary of his passing. He was so popular, he had so captivated the region, that there was no funeral home big enough for the wake. So he lay in state in the Greek church in Lynn for a day and a half, while 30,000 people filed past his casket to pay their respects. And on the day of the funeral, 20,000 people lined the funeral room between the church and the cemetery so they could respect him one more time. I was 8 years old when he died. I didn't know him. But I remember the day he died as vividly as if it were yesterday. I didn't know him, but I knew who he was. And I remember that day because I saw grown men crying. And even though I didn't know him, I've talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of people who did. And every single one of them says the same thing. He was an incredible athlete, but he was a better human being. Humble, honest, hardworking, loyal, thoughtful, caring, nice to everybody. So when we ask the question, how does a foundation honoring a man who passed away at the age of 26 still thrive 62 years later? The answer is a simple one. Harry Aganis, you know, the foundation was started, and contributions started coming in less than a week after he passed away. The foundation was started by the Red Sox, and the Daily Evening Item, and Harold's coach and mentor, Harold Zimmern, who later became the chairman of the foundation for 37 years. So the answer to the question is, Harry Aganis was an inspiration to those who knew him. And the foundation has continued because he is an inspiration to the current trustees who may not have known him, but who have heard the story of Harry Aganis from hundreds of people who did. And hopefully, to all you Aganis scholars and athletes who've already achieved at a very high level, he will serve as an inspiration to you going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. At this time, as we kick off the awards section, can I have the scholarship winners who are here please report to the end zone, please, to Coach Foley? Scholarship winners, please report to Coach Foley. Each year at this event, the Aganis Foundation gives out five major awards, people who enter the Aganis Foundation Hall of Fame. The first award today is named the Paul F. Cavanaugh Community Award. Paul Cavanaugh was a guy that I knew very well. Paul is a father of a Lynn English football player, Jason, and Paul was a decorated FBI agent who took part in one of the Bureau's top undercover initiatives of all time. Paul was tragically killed at the age of 43 in 1990 while on assignment by the FBI. He died in a plane crash. The Cavanaugh Award goes annually to one who conveys the foundation's ideals of sportsmanship, education, and community. This year's winner became active with the Aganis Foundation when her children were chosen for the soccer games in 2006 and 8 respectively. And she expressed a willingness to stay involved, and we haven't let her go since. She's from Marblehead, a graduate of Marblehead High. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of New Hampshire and nursing from Boston State. She has been a psychiatric nurse practitioner for more than 25 years, which means I could probably use her at the end of this week. She was a school nurse at Swampscott Middle School for 13 years. She's involved in another event near and dear to my heart, the Autism Speaks Comedy Night, and she participates in the North Shore Cancer Walk. We think she participated already today and made a quick change. Either that or she was the best dressed walker they have, and the Walk for Hunger. She and her husband Elliot live in Swampscott. They've been married for 35 years and live in Swampscott. We're very, very happy today to recognize with the Paul F. Cavanaugh Community Award, Sue Sussman. Congratulations, Sue. The As Tom mentioned, the reason for all this is the Scholarship Foundation, which, as he pointed out, is awarded, as of this year, $1.85 million to 945 student-athletes. We award scholarships to students in Lynn, on the North Shore, and in Boston, thanks to the generosity of the Yawkey Foundation. You'll notice in your programs that several of the scholarships are endowed. There are two scholarships endowed by Greg Aganis, one by Ed Cahill, named for his dad. And this year, for the first time, St. Mary's graduate Jim Baldini has endowed two scholarships geared to students who are studying STEM-related fields in college. So at this time, we'd like to recognize this year's scholarship winners. I'm going to call them. They're going to come up, and Mr. DeMarcus will give them their check. First, from Linfield, Caroline Buckley. From St. Mary's, Michael Cerulli. From Boston Latin, Elena Costa-Smith. From Marblehead, Justin Faya. From St. Mary's, Casey Frere. From Boston Latin Academy, Tajahan Francis. From Lynn English, Exidio Garage. From Lynn Tech, Coral Gonzalez. From Lynn Classical, Elena Gridley. From Saugus, Christina Italiano. From Salem, Jessica Jellison. From Essex Tech, Matthew Page. From Linfield, Lily Patterson. From Boston Latin Academy, Raven Riggs. From Salem, Sydney Roachville. From Boston College High School, Samuel Rogers. From Peabody, Catherine Scotchy. From Lynn English, Emma Trahan. And from Lynn Classical, Tyler Way. The 2017 Aganis Foundation Scholarship winner. The next award we're going to present is the Dr. Elmo F. Benedetto Athletics Award. Dr. Benedetto was one of the founders of this game in 1956. His devotion and dedication helped perpetuate the Aganis legacy in the games that are played in Harry Aganis's honor. He and Harold Zimmern pretty much ran this game on their own for the better part of 30 years. Benedetto was the athletic director for the city of Lynn for all three public high schools. He did that for 40 years, and his legacy was there was no kid who he could not find a college for. He helped literally thousands of kids get into college. We give an award, the Benedetto Athletics Award, to someone who best symbolizes dedication to student athletes. There's a bio of this next guy in the program, but I'm not going to insult him by reading it because I could do it off the top of my head. Matt Durgan has coached football for many years in this area as a longtime assistant, very successful coach at Lynn Classical, brief stint at Malden Catholic, back to Lynn Classical, and then just when he was thought he was going to get a rest, the St. Mary's job opened, and Jeff Newhall, the athletic director, would have been crazy if he didn't take a run at him, and he has gotten him. Matt has been coaching since that time at St. Mary's the last 10 years. He's been to two Super Bowls, including this year. But most importantly, from where we stand, or from where I stand, Matt took over the running of our Gannis football game more than 10 years ago. Every year, Matt and I have the same conversation. I ask him if he wants to coach in the game, because invariably, he's had one of the best seasons on the North Shore and is deserving. And every year, he declines, opting to stay behind the scenes, go to both practices both every night, make sure they have water, make sure the trainers are there, etc. So Matt single-handedly does more for this game than anyone else, and it's greatly appreciated. Most importantly, and I will tell you this as a parent, as a former coach, as an official, as a former sports writer, Matt Durgan is the guy who you all want your son or daughter, if you were coaching girls, to play for, without question. This year's Elmo F. Benedetto Award goes to Matt Durgan. Could I please get all the athletes down to Coach Foley in the end zone? All the athletes in all the games, Coach Foley is going to align you by your game. Softball, baseball, boys basketball, girls basketball, girls soccer, boys soccer, boys lacrosse, and football. If I could have Coach Moran and any of the other softball coaches come out to the field at this time, Coach DeMarco and any of the baseball coaches, come on out to the field, please. To kick off again this week, we will have the softball game right after this at noontime, right over on Fraser Field, preceding the baseball game. I'd like to introduce at this time the North softball team, coached by Gary Moran of Swampscott. From Danvers, Dara Papamichael. From Lynn English, Lindsay Lannon. From Lynn English, Emma Trahant. From Lynn English, Sarah Tobin. From Rockport, Miranda Roller. From Lawrence, Brianna Rivera. From Amesbury, Madison Napoli. From Triton, Kendall Mitchell.
I'll give it up, absolutely. That's not a problem.
From Methuen, Coralie Methu.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's fine.
From Swampscott, Casey Kennedy. From Georgetown, Kylie Hayward.
Yeah, that's fine.
From Andover, Megan Hartnett.
I'd rather do it that way.
From Methuen, Samantha Ferraro. From Rockport, Jackie Connolly. And from Lynn English, Rachel Kalman, the North Softball All-Star. The South All-Stars this year are coached by Paige Licata of St. Mary's High School, Alyssa Alperin of Peabody, from Lynn Classical, Emma DeJoy, from Everett, Diana Concannon, from St. Mary's, Victoria DeCenzo, from St. Mary's, Casey Frere, from Lynn Tech, Coral Gonzalez, from Lynn Classical, Elena Gridley. From Greater Lowell, Julia McFadgen. From Malden, Caitlin Leonard. From St. Mary's, Mia Nowicki. From Salem, Taylor O'Leary. From Everett, Haley Powers. From St. Mary's, Emily Stevenson. From Arlington, Jamie Toomey. From Everett, Samantha Uga. And from Peabody, Lexi Zammer, the South Softball All-Stars. Today's baseball game will start at 2 o'clock over on Fraser Field. The North team is coached by Brian LaFada of Gloucester. The players from Winchester, Hunter Weissman, from Georgetown, Jack Walsh. From Rockport, Danny Ryan. From Gloucester, Mark Finney. From Peabody, Nick Palmer. From Methuen, Brendan O'Shea. From Pentucket, Stephen Noyes. From Bishop Fenwick, Robert Murphy. From North Andover, Connor Morin. From Bishop Fenwick, Ben Mogavero. From Peabody, Patrick McGuire. From Essex Tech, Jackson Leet. From Triton, Louis LaRue. From Georgetown, Luke Hall. From Newburyport, Brian Haddon. From Belmont, Brian Goodwin. From St. John's Prep, Daniel Fry. From North Andover, Drew Finn. From Pentucket, Jacob DeZeal. And from Danvers, Jordan D. Donato, the North Baseball All-Star. The South Baseball All-Stars are coached by Frank DeMarco of Winthrop. From Linfield, Mike Stellato. From Lynn Classical, Tyler Way. From Winthrop, Jack Wallace. From Winthrop, Luigi Spinazzola. From Salem, Wes Shaby. From Salem, Luani Rosario. From Linfield, Justin Giuliano. From Lynn Classical, Herbie Newton. Andrew Mosha, Lynn Classical. From Linfield, Justin Giuliano. From Lynn Classical, Matt Lauria. From Swampscott, Sean Larizzi. From Pope John, Patrick Kelly. From Swampscott, Louis Oliveri. From Saugus, Justin Horvath. From Lynn English, John Carlos Gonzalez. From Northeast Regional, Dawson Gaudette. From Saugus, Nick Dascoli. From Everett, Brian Bessler. And from Saugus, Jimmy Alcott Jr., the South Baseball All-Stars. Tomorrow night we move to Lynn Classical for the basketball doubleheader, boys at 6 o'clock, girls at 7:15. The South boys basketball all-stars are coached by Matt Karakoudis, formerly of Pope John, recently named the Beverly High School head coach. From Lynn English, Ivanson Lopes. From Marblehead, Patrick Bugler. From St. Mary's, Johnny Mercado. From St. Mary's, Jonathan Mola. From Saugus, Matt Waggett. From Revere, Marvin Urdaneta. From Malden, Bernard Taylor. From Marblehead, Bo Millett. From Saugus, Christopher McGrain. From Revere, Mas Jupe. From Malden, Nathaniel Illibodi. From Revere, Curtis High. From Pope John, Travon Ford. From Stoneham, Devon Chase. And from Revere, Gerald Gene Charles, the South Boys Basketball All-Star. The North boys basketball team is coached by Mike DiMarino of Hamilton Wenham. From Wakefield, Kobe Nadeau. From Methuen, Kevin Fernandez. From Triton, Liam Spillane. From Whittier, Jameson Santos. From Newburyport, Nick Rogers. From Newburyport, Rob Shea. Brendan Powers, Newburyport. From Triton, Jack McCarthy. From Methuen, Andrew Marcelino. From Beverly, Patrick Gavin. From Newburyport, Cameron McCray. From Linfield, Lewis Ellis. From Hamilton Wenham, Nicholas DiMarino. From Linfield, Michael Carangelo. And from Beverly, Hugh Chalice, the North Boys Basketball All-Stars. The Girls Basketball All-Stars on the South, coached by Caitlin Leonard of Swampscott. From Peabody, Katie Wallace. From Saugus, Olivia Valenti. From Lynn Classical, Sonata Srey. From Peabody, Nene Onwugo. From St. Mary's, Mia Nowicki. From Peabody, Melissa Gray. From Revere, Megan Gotham. From St. Mary's, Temi Falari. From Swampscott, Jamie Caponegro. And from Peabody, Alyssa Alperin, the South Girls Basketball All-Stars. The North Girls Basketball All-Stars, coached by John DeMarco of Hamilton Wenham. From Rockport, Rachel Hazelgard. From Masconomet, Mary Erb. From Hamilton Wenham, Elizabeth Kirshner. From Bishop Fenwick, Camille Taché. From Amesbury, Madison Napoli. From Bishop Fenwick, Samantha Mancinelli. From Triton, Tessa LaFrance. Samantha Gulla, Bishop Fenwick. From Medford, Destiny Fitzgerald. From Masconomet, Grace Fahey. From Ipswich, Kelsey Daly. And from Beverly, Tessa Armbruster, the North Girls Basketball All-Stars. The girls' soccer game will be played here at Manning Field Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. The South All-Stars are coached by Ken Leader of Swampscott. From Salem, Jessica Jellison. From Saugus, Olivia Valenti. From Lynn English, Emma Trahant. From Lynn English, Taylor Sullivan. From St. Mary's, Emily Stevenson. Kerry Robles, Lynn English. Elizabeth Reed, Linfield. From Salem, Taylor O'Leary. From Chelsea, Julissa Bien. From Lynn Classical, Rachel Jordan. From St. Mary's, Casey Frere. From Swampscott, Maggie DeGrandi. From Malden, Desiree Delgado. From Swampscott, Jamie Caponegro. From Lynn English, Rachel Calnan. From Linfield, Caroline Buckley. Krista Bowden, Lynn English. From St. Mary's, Nicole Bendixson. And from Lynn Classical, Devin Astuccio. And from Salem, Sydney Roachville, the South Girls Soccer All-Stars. The North Girls Soccer All-Stars will be coached by Tim Phelan of Austin Prep. From Rockport, Rachel Hazelgard. From Essex Tech, Elena Euland. From Peabody, Alyssa Shashady. Also from Peabody, Catherine Scacci. From Amesbury, Michaela Picaro. From Essex Tech, Haley Page. From Melrose, Ann Morrison. From Austin Prep, Abby Ladowski. From Methuen, Nicole Langloy. From Methuen, Megan Langloy. From Hamilton Wenham, Elizabeth Kirshner. From Somerville, Shannon Higgins. From Lynn Tech, Coral Gonzalez. From Peabody, Allie DeMeo. From Lowell, Emma Da Silva. From Winchester, Yasmin Bukhari. From Central Catholic, Sarah Barubi. From Somerville, Jennifer Bermudez. And from Central Catholic, Daria Bakhtiari, the North Girls Soccer All-Stars. The boys' soccer game will follow the girls' game here on Tuesday night. The South All-Stars are being coached by Jared Scarpacci of Masconomet and Jeremy McKean of Lynn Tech. From Swampscott, Jack Herlihy. From Lynn Tech, Santiago Zulaga. From Lynn Tech, Armando Jimenez. From Masconomet, Josh Polakowitz. From Reading, Stanislav Sokolov. From Saugus, Brian Rivas. From Tewksbury, Rafael Perez. From Lynn Tech, Isaac Perez. From Marblehead, Jamie Martin. From Saugus, Matthew LeBlanc. From Reading, Kevin Krupa. From Tewksbury, Amin Kalkhorin. From Marblehead, Mac Fisher. From St. Mary's, Christian Coulard. From Swampscott, Michael Coffey. From Masconomet, Brian Gilbert. From Tewksbury, Jack Picknell. And from Marblehead, Gianluca Acquafreda. The South Boys Soccer Up. The North Boys Soccer Team is coached by John Vassallo of Billerica and Mike Bolduc of Central Catholic. From Peabody, Stephen Panzini. From Northeast Regional, David Orellana. From Methuen, Josh Regato. From Hamilton Wenham, Ben Burns. From Hamilton Wenham, Gordon Barr. From Central Catholic, Corey Sarkis. From Rockport, Gideon Roll. From Essex Tech, Matthew Page. From Bishop Fenwick, Jimmy Moore. From Essex Tech, Ruben Monteruso. From Danvers, Jackson McPherson. From Bishop Fenwick, Anthony Maida. From Wakefield, Michael Levin. From Billerica, Patrick Hickey. From Beverly, Brian Hardy. From Billerica, Robert Hartshorn. From Everett, Jason Andres Castro. From Central Catholic, Austin Evans. From Central Catholic, Justin Dancero. And from Billerica, Thomas Casey, the North Soccer All-Star. The sixth annual Aganis All-Star Girls Lacrosse game will be played here at Manning Field on Wednesday at 5:30. The South team is coached by Annie Madden of Marblehead. From Salem, Cameron Conley. From Peabody, Lauren Wolf. From St. Mary's, Elizabeth Weiss. From St. Mary's, Brittany McPherson. From Peabody, Alyssa Shashady. From Andover, Darcy Peterson. From Linfield, Lily Patterson. From Andover, Lauren Nigerian. From Winchester, Siobhan Hickey. From Winchester, Maeve Hickey. From Marblehead, Amanda Gregory. From Peabody, Gianna Danisco. From Winchester, Isabel Bush. From Linfield, Caroline Buckley. Yasmin Bukhari of Winchester. From St. Mary's, Nicole Bendixson. And from Linfield, Lila Alaka, the South Girls Lacrosse All-Stars. Players, can we get on to about the 30-yard line? We have two more games to go. The North Girls Lacrosse All-Stars are coached by Kerry O'Connor of Ipswich. From Ipswich, Delaney Hooley. From Central Catholic, Cara McCarthy. From Pingree, Hannah Marino. From Melrose, Shannon Jones. From Melrose, Leonora Ivers. From Belmont, Anne-Marie Habelau. From Ipswich, Julia Glavin. From Essex Tech, Allie Flynn. From Masconomet, Grace Fahey. From Bishop Fenwick, Hannah Durkin. From Swampscott, Maggie DeGrandi. From Ipswich, Kelsey Daly. From Bishop Fenwick, Megan Carney. Molly Camello of Bishop Fenwick. From Austin Prep, Victoria Bruce. And from Essex Tech, Cindy Bova, the North Girls Lacrosse All-Stars. We have one other North Girls Lacrosse All-Star from Salem, Jessica Jellison. The South Boys Lacrosse All-Stars will be coached by Josh Field of St. Mary's and Jim LaSelva of Beverly. From Stoneham, Benjamin Fitzpatrick. From Beverly, Kevin Morency. From Newburyport, Zach Hogan. From Newburyport, Sam Spaulding. From North Reading, James Duran. From St. Mary's, Brandon Donahue. From Marblehead, Ridge Driscoll. From Bishop Fenwick, Matt Gorman. From Salem, Dylan Fournier. From Andover, Thomas Mapstone. From Marblehead, Sam Paquette. From Lynn Classical, Ryan Clark. From Bishop Fenwick, John Cataldo. From Greater Lowell, Zach Hamilton. From North Reading, Jackson Schill. From Marblehead, Manning Sears. From St. Mary's, Anthony Delvecchio. From Beverly, Kevin Flaherty. From Beverly, Sam Abadi. From Arlington Catholic, Tim Jordan. From Malden Catholic, Sam Palmisano. From St. Mary's, Andrew Kramer. From Andover, Brendan Croston. From Newburyport, Cullen Heath. From Beverly, Nick DeLusso. From St. Mary's, Dante Marabito. And from Andover, Michael Biddle, the South Boys Lacrosse All-Stars. The North Boys Lacrosse All-Stars will be coached by Tom Cobb of Masconomet and Tim Murphy of Danvers. From Essex Tech, Ryan McGregor. From Peabody, Jake DeStefano. From Wilmington, Michael Germano. From Northeast Regional, Bobby Eustace. From Peabody, Tim January. From Danvers, Cole Johnson. From Austin Prep, Nicholas Gately. From Catholic Memorial, Colin Droney. From Saugus, Cameron Williamson. From Billerica, Henri Behagel. From Northeast Regional, Michael Mangino. From Danvers, Michael Darris. From Ipswich, Dylan Perkins. From Revere, Daniel Muller. From Swampscott, Jack Herlihy. From Ipswich, Charlie Gillis. From Masconomet, Adam Story. From Malden, Andy Pham. From Hamilton Wenham, Joseph Latanzi. From Revere, Anthony DeStefano. From Billerica, Gus Gobiel. From Ipswich, Killian Morrissey. From Danvers, R.J. Capodilupo. From Revere, Eddie Sullivan. And from Hamilton Wenham, Alex Winch, the North Boys Lacrosse All-Stars. To cap Aganis Week, we'll have our 56th annual football game on Thursday night here at Manning Field, 7 o'clock. The North All-Stars are coached by Andrew Morency of Beverly. From Salem, Jared Lubas. From Pingree, Ezekiel Ibashua. From Triton, Louis LaRue. From Haverhill, Juca Morales. From Stoneham, Matt Philogene. From Haverhill, Aaron Brooks. From Beverly, Kevin Morency. From Marblehead, Drew Galley. From Masconomet, Declan Judge. From Beverly, Luke Samperi. From St. John's Prep, Joseph Masterson. From Gloucester, Eric Cameron. From Haverhill, Tayshawn Watson. From Triton, Liam Spillane. From Marblehead, Jason Lopez. From Lawrence, Angel Abreu. From Triton, Brian Hughes. From Pingree, Jackson Latimer. From Marblehead, Justin Faya. From Linfield, Alex Boustris. From Methuen, Quinn Donovan. From Bishop Fenwick, Daniel Mastro Mateo. From Methuen, Trevor Abdallah. From Beverly, Hugh Chalice. From Bishop Fenwick, Luke Huffnagel. From Essex Tech, Peter Zeris. From Salem, Jackson Hanford. From Salem, Xavier Cole. From Stoneham, Paul Jackson Jr. From Peabody, David Pence. From Gloucester, Christopher Cassatari. From Peabody, Daniel Smith. From Danvers, Bruno Abatessa. From Peabody, Jake Doherty. From Danvers, Quinn Holland. From Peabody, James McCarthy IV. From Masconomet, Tommy Bennett. From Marblehead, Bo Millett. From Haverhill, Elias Gaetano Wilson. From Methuen, Dante James, the North Football All-Star. The South Football All-Stars are coached by Don Harris of Northeast. Coach Renner from Lynn Peck is going to help us with the uniforms today. From Swampscott, Sean Larizzi. From Lynn Classical, Marcus Rivera Jr. From Everett, Theo Zador. From Malden, Pedro Lugo. From Medford, Ben Antoine. From St. Mary's, Abraham Toe. From St. Mary's, Marcus Atkins. From Lynn Tech, Jamar Johnson. From Malden, Joshua Simon. From Swampscott, Anthony Venuti. From Northeast Regional, Andrew Smith. From Lynn Classical, Nikki Duong. From Northeast Regional, Scott Perry. From Revere, Eddie Sullivan. From Northeast Regional, Austin Perrin. From Lynn Classical, Matt Laurier. From St. Mary's, Joey Silvestri. From Northeast Regional, Anthony Souza. From Saugus, Marvins Moyes. From Lawrence Academy, Tom Zaleski. From Lynn Tech, Adonis Ramirez. From Lynn Tech, Michael Brown. From Everett, Duke Seen. From St. Mary's, Cameron Sakowicz. From Everett, Jarrell Boyce. From St. Mary's, Liam Reddy. From Saugus, Nick Ferrari. From Northeast Regional, Jordan Lavino. From Lynn Tech, Brandon Lewis. From Malden, Akeem Pierre. From Saugus, Cameron Williamson. From Chelsea, Nicholas Yang. From Revere, Oscar Lopez. From Somerville, Christopher David. From Swampscott, Liam Faulkner. From Lynn Classical, Noah Morse. From Lynn English, Frank Perry. From Medford, Patrick Bien-Aimé. From Malden, Joshua Andrews. From Wakefield, Carmen Sorrentino. From Revere, Victor Rivera, the South Football All-Stars. We have one final award we're going to present, and then I'm going to put the All-Stars in the hands of Mr. Roach, who's going to take a group photo. I want the All-Stars to hear this with their parents in the stands. Please do not deface the uniform in any way, shape, or form before the game. That means writing on it, it means cutting the sleeves, and any other creative way you may have to deface it. Do not. Thank you. Steve Krause from the Daily Item is going to present the David Widener Award. David Widener was a very promising young sports writer at the Item. He actually worked for me. I was sports editor at the time. I remember it like it was yesterday. He was covering a game in the old Manning Bowl, which ran perpendicular to this. It was the 1 week birthday of my daughter Catherine, who's now 24. David was tragically stricken by a heart attack in the press box that day. He was actually filling in for me because I was out because my daughter was born. David tragically passed away. David was a Long Island kid. He came to Boston to go to BU. He had that New York swagger about him. He thought he was going to cover the New York Yankees someday, and we have every reason to believe he would have succeeded. We name an award every year in David's honor. It's for someone in the media who over the years has provided outstanding coverage to the Aganis Foundation and the Aganis Games. To present this year's award from the Daily Item, sports editor Steve Krause.
Good morning. I have a real pleasure for me to present this award to Tim Kearns of MSO Sports News. It's a particular honor for me because Tim and I go back to first grade. We sat behind each other, either him in front of me or me in behind, whatever. it's weird. Tim, for the last 5 or 6 years, has been part of the team that web streams the Aganis football game. He's the color announcer for all of MSO's sports broadcasters. He's a just retired as a teacher from Gloucester High. He's a baseball coach at Beverly for a few years and was the freshman and JV coaches at Gloucester. Please, Tim Kearns.
As the All-Stars gather with Mr. Roach for the photo, I'll remind you that tickets for all the games are on sale at the ticket booth. We hope to see you later today and the rest of the week. We thank you for coming this morning to this great event and ask that you drive home safely. Thank you. Thank you.